Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to The Merchant's Way. And so we had in previous eps, we touched on the business of the Old Palace of Westminster being our most significant in quality of wall paintings. Now, you know, there are the colors which are used. And that's something, too, which can also tell you about the significance and the quality of these paintings which were being done. Now, what we will show you in inserts and so on, of this is a book here. And these are some of the paintings which appeared. And oh, actually, on the cover, you can see a rather nice, and we will do a close-up. But all of the blue you would see at some a place like the Old Palace of Westminster, there would be no doubt as to it being made from lapis lazuli. Now, lapis lazuli came from Syria, that sort of way. Actually, Afghanistan. And it's a stone which it's hard to work, very expensive, but the wonderful richness of those blues. So the mere fact that this is being used as opposed to, say, azurite or any other permutation to create a blue, we are using the most expensive of that color is being used. And so for that, that alone tells you the quality you're looking at. Now, as we said, sadly, that was burnt down in 1834. But within this book, we are going to show you, and some of the plates will be in color, so you'll be able to appreciate it, and some will be in black and white. But nonetheless, I'm sure, you know, I know you have great imaginations and so on, so you'll be able to imagine what it would have looked like. Because I have said in the past, though it would have been very colorful, one should never imagine or think that it would have been garish, because these are earth pigments. There's a natural textural quality. It's not the vibrant, synthetic, artificial colors. And I have a pet theory. You know, in England, for those who are not in England, we always used to be known as Merry England. And I think that derived from that, the colorfulness of the interiors. And as we've said on previous, as we saw with some of our cathedrals, where it was, they were painted on the outside. And so you can imagine the dark, dank weather, especially in the marshy areas, like, say, you know, in Lincolnshire here, we have an area of Lincolnshire which it's called New Holland. And that's where Van Eyden, the Dutchman, came over and taught them out. That's an area we call the Fens, taught them how to dike the land. Now, again, it's a very magical area, because there are times in the winter you're there and you see the mist rising from the ground because of all the wetland. And it is very medieval. Now, if you think on that, and like, for instance, you know, in our Aesop's fable, it's a fox and the crane. Can you imagine the crane within that taking off in flight, the enormous wingspan and the herons? Well, if that's not medieval, I don't know what is. So there is that charm to it. Now, they came over, they taught the English how to dike the land, and still to this day, you go to these places and you can see the names. People's names are still Dutch, and also within the area, little villages, still has Dutch names. But getting back to the point of the paintings, you can well imagine that if you were existing in this dank gray, how the color that you brought within your interior, and in some cases the exterior, and when you had a fire like this going, can you imagine, like when you're up in our painted chamber? Well, as a matter of fact, down here too was completely painted. We know that for a fact now, because these floors have been raised, and when we go beneath a floor, as we did a couple of years back, we found existing plasterwork beneath the floor with paint on them. So with the excessive damp which this house had suffered before we put in a complete damp-proof course, the lower plaster, it's not original above the floor surface, whereas beneath it still is. And so all of this was obliterated. But can you imagine being in a room this size, completely painted around the walls, with a fire going? It brings it alive. It creates warmth and color. But then you look out the windows and you get these gray days across the fields in the winter time. Again, I think it's quite romantic. There are others who find it quite miserable and will get quite depressed, and I do feel for them, but for me, I find it quite romantic. And so these are what we're playing against. But what it does do is give you a good understanding of how things were. Things have now changed, and it moves in cycles. You know, we find some people now, there are some people in quite new houses, they stencil their walls. That's great, each to their own. So, you know, these things goes around in circles. But when you have what is the real thing, a place with integrity, that have all of this, it's then incumbent on us to make sure that it's looked after, and looked after properly for future generations. Because, you know, if one's in a privileged position, as I consider myself to be, even though I'm having to pay these enormous bills, it is still a privileged situation to be in a house like this, then I think you owe it to the nation to look after it properly, and so that it lives on into the next generation and so on, and can be appreciated. And of course, it's educational, because from this, you know, yes, we can, if we obliterated everything and the books are left, as we were saying earlier on, we cannot even now be trusting to those books, because we can now see we're at a point where we're seeing that so much has been manipulated for people's own nefarious ways. Whereas with at least the paintings, we see exactly what's what. To be interpreted, to inform, to communicate. That is education, you know. So, you know, you really must start to look at what we're doing. It's not about size. I will keep saying this. It is the integrity. It's not bling. It's not bombast. It's not bling. Learn how to see and look for the integrity in our culture, in our history, in our heritage. And I tell you, if you are that way inclined, the satisfaction which comes from that will be wonderful. Now, I'm not sure if you know this or not. This is our 20th of these EPs we've been doing. So we're going to take a little break, and we're going to reconstruct things and think about all that we've done, so that when we come back, we will have built on structure. And really think of how we can keep these going for you to keep you engaged and make them even more substantial. Because now you will have had quite a bit of what we've been doing, and I hope that your understanding will have grown with it. So look, thank you from all of us here, because you see me. It's not just me. There's a team of people here, a small team, but we're all working towards this. So thank you very much for being with us, supporting us, and we shall see you very soon. Until then, good sailing.